Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Pope. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shout it. What? Nah.
Solutions left puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. And get hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like solid on these suckers out here trying to buy they bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. Giving away them draws. Words to the brown.
Yo, welcome to 100 Proof Radio. This is Shaki and GL. Welcome you today to another episode 6 of...
6 weeks of this shit, man.
Man, we making it.
6 weeks of fucking bitches, smacking it, all kind of shit. I'm back!
Hey, they've been waiting. I'm sorry to keep y'all waiting for a whole week, man. Like, the feedback has been great on the show. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, I mean, we starting to get, you know, positive feedback. Honestly, I'm just waiting for our initiation into the Illuminati.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting on.
I'm voting on which one of my relatives I'm about to kill right now.
I'm trying to get to the Illuminati. You know, go ahead and pledge me into the skull and crossbone. All this shit.
Yeah, give me the whatever. You know how they always say Drake and them be having certain symbols on. Give me the symbol, goddamn it. I need all symbols. It's about I need bankrolls.
Hey, whatever comes first, man. Go ahead and induct me into the Illuminati, or y'all go ahead and start my GoFundMe page, man.
Same thing.
GoFundMe.
Whatever. But it's a lovely Sunday. First and foremost, I want to say, you know, my great grandmother passed away.
Damn.
And I just, you know, I want y'all to keep her in my prayers for me. You know what I'm saying? Like. Big Mom gone, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving ain't going to be the same. So if you got a grandma out there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all cherish every moment y'all got with them because, man, they here today, they gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Not to, you know, let me just get that out the way. But, you know, I ain't going to dip it down the show.
I know, man. 2016 been rough, man. People dropping left and right, not even just celebrities, man. Like, people dropping family members, coworkers, all kind of stuff like that, man. Just keep everybody in your... I mean, just pray for the person next to you because you never know what they're going through.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know. Pray for everybody. I mean, let's go ahead. I mean, I don't want to make it sound bad, like, going to get over it. But, man, while we on the topic, man, we lost Tommy from Martin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was his real name too. Not just his stage name.
It messed me up when you're like, I'm like, damn, this is real name. I thought his name was like something like Lawrence or something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ever just think his name was real Tommy, but that, you know, it kinda hurt me because if you were a 90s baby or you were not born in the 90s, but
you grew up in the 90s,
everybody liked Martin. Who did Martin, not like...
You either like Martin or Fresh Prince.
One of the two.
And, I mean, you really like both.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they twist you on, back in the day, it was like, what, Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah.
You like Martin or you like Fresh Prince? And
one
you know,
of the
you,
two.
You like both, but you know what I mean? One was a little bit more... I don't know if you would call it hood, but how would you call it?
Martin was a little more hood. You get what I'm saying? Because... Fresh Prince, that man was rich in a big ass house in Bel Air. You know what I'm saying? He was hood a little bit, but he had the upbringing. You know, Martin is like, I feel like I relate to him a lot because we black and we're going through these black relationships how it really should be, you know, through ups and downs. But rest in peace to Tommy Ford, man. I just, you know.
What was your favorite catchphrase? You know, he had a lot. You know, he said, what was the one? Got the draw, dog.
Yeah.
He said that one. You know, when he say, oh, my damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they joke about him, you ain't got no job, Tommy.
or you forgot them. What? Cole, you stupid.
Yeah, man. What was your favorite one? Do you have a favorite?
I just didn't have a favorite one, but I you know, the got the draw was probably, well, I guess you could say that's the same. That's
When they used to clown about not having a job, that shit was funny as fuck to me, man, because I'll be thinking about, like, was Tommy a drug dealer? What'd he do?
They said, let me look at my phone. They said that on the Breakfast Club the other day, they revealed really what he's supposed to, you know, what he was doing. I ain't watched it. I hope you did.
No, I ain't, at least not, man. No, they worked the shit out of me at work. I ain't really watched Breakfast Club lately. I be trying to check it out, but honestly, most of them I do check it out, but I ain't had time to this week, man. Not for real.
They been working me, too. I barely get to eat breakfast, goddammit.
Yeah, don't say that. But I really was hoping one day they would have got a chance to do a Marvin reunion show, man, before everybody passed away. Because you realize, what was he, 50 years old?
Who, Martin?
Tommy.
I think he died at 52.
52? That's really not that old. Not for real. You know, you could have done some TV shows. You know, he should be, I mean, how old?
Look at Pop. He still do moves. He's
Pop.
70.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They definitely could have did a reunion show before somebody passed away, man. They definitely could have. Definitely so. But what else going on, GL, man? What else? What we got to talk about today, man? We see that just a little sports part of our show. We didn't really talk about sports too much, man. But Kaepernick, you know, with the controversy he's had about, you know, taking the knee and doing the national anthem and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He really has been doing a lot as far as raising awareness to, you know, I wouldn't say the cause, but just what's going on in the streets.
See,
you know,
what is the cause? See, what it is the cause? They killing us because they can't. You heard the word cause?
Because they can't.
Because they can't. That's what the fuck's going on. Yeah, he's raising awareness because we tired of getting killed. Man, Tupac, what is it? Tired of getting shot at. Trying to get stumped by the police. You know how.
Let me put you on something, GL, man. I don't know. Let me go ahead and pull the curtain back. They gave this dude the starting job. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about money. And they don't know if this is positively or negatively, you know, impacting the NFL with him, you know, doing, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that stuff like that. So the dude that he started over, both of them had about the same stats. Both of them have been pretty average, not too good. Yeah. So what they doing, GL, I don't know. I mean, we didn't even talk about this before the show. What they doing is they going ahead and giving Kaepernick the starting position. So if he fuck up, they can go ahead and cut his ass and cut him completely out the damn league. Yep. Ain't nobody going to sign him no more.
Nope.
That's what they're trying to do, man. Don't let nobody pull the wool over your eyes. That's what they're trying to do.
Because he's better than a lot of fucking backups that are playing right now.
They're trying to get his ass out the league, and so his problem will go away. I guarantee when Kaepernick got the league, motherfuckers going to stop kneeling and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people need to be led. And they fucking sheep.
Yep.
Nobody has their own mind.
Yep, Hey, I can tell you to listen to the show, but Boom Quiz should tell you to listen to it. You listen to it, and I done told you the same shit 300 motherfucking times. It's the best motherfucking show that you're going to listen to for motherfucking free, because you get in the car and listen to that other bullshit, they can't even cuss. You hear that shit, you're going to hear like shit, damn, fuck, bitch, pussy, all that. You're going to hear all that. I hope you call in and say shit, damn, fuck, bitch, pussy with.
GL, I know what you're trying to do, man. Listen to you. All this vulgar language. You got mad because they said you cussed too much. And then I said it was all good. Now you unleashed the beast on the ass.
Yeah.
That's what it was. They tried to put a muzzle on you.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
I chewed through the wire. I said, fuck it.
Hey, you act like you was Eminem, man. Yeah. They tried to tell you to calm down. You said, fuck it.
Yeah. Y'all like me better. The show better to me when I'm turned the fuck up, because I don't know what I'm about to say. Because let me tell you something, people out here that listen to this shit. If I think some shit going to be fucked up. So when I don't think, it's just like, oh, wow, he said that about the animals fucking in his grass in the backyard under the tree. You see what I'm saying? That didn't make no fucking sense. But you're like,
hey, you lost me.
That's what I'm saying. But when I'm sitting here thinking 2 + 2 = 4, that shit ain't no good. I just lost myself in talking to y'all. But any fucking way.
And I'm the one that's drinking. GL ain't took not now shot or nothing.
I don't drink. I don't drink because when I drink, I want to fuck some bitches. And you the only person here, and I can't fuck you.
It ain't happening. So it ain't happening.
I don't need no liquor.
Hey, it be like that sometimes, man. So you know, while we're on the subject, man, I'm kind of on my way over here, man. I had something to say I want to talk about with this, but some of my people let me down. I'm not going to say no names. So when it comes to this music shit, but I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen to T.I.'s mixtape, little EP, about 6 songs of T.I., Us or Else. I don't know if y'all listen to it or not. Man, he got this song called We Will Not, man. It's some real shit, man. Like, before I even get into that, GL, where do you rank T.I. as far as best rappers out right now? Top what?
He's in the top 5.
He's
in
top
right now.
Right now. Not all time. I'm just talking about
right now. Right now, he's top 5.
I'm not saying who in front of him or who behind him, but he's top 5, right?
Yes, guaranteed.
So, when it comes to that, who do y'all, when it comes to, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Are y'all fucking dumb? Like, do y'all need somebody to lead y'all to do better in life? Or do y'all just want to pop bottles and fuck bitches if you're a nigga?
I want to pop bottles and fuck bitches.
I mean, that's after we join Illuminati, man. We
okay.
Talk shit. We got to fake what we make.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can't talk shit yet until we can't turn our back until we get the money first.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Then we turn our back. Right now, we can talk shit.
You're right.
Because we ain't got it like that.
I ain't got it. You're right. You're exactly
so,
right.
So anyways, until then, we can talk shit about the people who do got it. It ain't necessarily hating or counting their pockets. But for real, man, with the climate we got going on now, man, you really want, if you want somebody to really lead your people, I'm not saying T.I. is a leader, but to lead your people and have something positive to say, man, don't you want it from a dope MC?
Yeah.
Like I know you can't really hold KRS-One, and that's probably this before both our time, honestly.
Yeah, the '80s.
I know it's before both our time,
yeah.
Really. But KRS-One, I ain't that much older than your ass. Like I ain't just because I know the bridge is over. Nah, and that's super old school.
I know you don't.
But anywho, man, these old school people, Public Enemy, Talib Kweli, somebody who's just talking, you know, for more. I mean, old school shit, but this is a new school rapper who talking positive shit on an album. And, I mean, are y'all supporting him? Like, are y'all even, like, wanting to hear something like that? Or y'all's like, fuck it, just do what you do. Like, I mean, Jill, I mean, I know you ain't really too much want to talk about that, but, like, for real, like, do you feel like it's their, how can I put it? It's their responsibility to do positive, not necessarily positive music, just more conscious music, you know what I'm saying, to be like, hey, this is what's going on, especially if you already made your money.
Well, I mean, that's a give or take, because at the end of the day, wow, he done this one album or one EP, next thing you know, T.I. gonna be on the next CD, I shoot a nigga in the head, do. He just literally shot you in the head after he just said Black Lives Matter.
Well, and then, you know what? I feel that. And that's the reason why I like there's a little age between us or whatever, because you can take it from a little bit of a younger standpoint and I can do it from a little bit of an older standpoint. I mean, I get that you're saying, what you're saying, but one thing that we had advantage of in the rap that I listened to growing up was we had a balance. We could listen to some Booty Shake and, you know, hell, Death Row Records chopping your head off. And at the same time, we had Dungeon Family, Outkast, and them talking about some positive stuff, Tribe Called Quest, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? We had a balance, but now all y'all got is Young Thug, and I hate to call him out, but that's all y'all got. Like, I mean, mumble rap. Somebody just mentioned that to me the other day. You know what that means?
Yeah, Young Thug. You said it, mumble rap. Him and
come on, does that not suck though?
Yeah, it sucks. Now, I ain't part of that generation. That's 2000.
Just because you try to see, that's how quick it changed. You put me on KRS-One.
You right? Yeah, you
on
KRS-One. You were born in '80.
74
or
no, something. I wasn't.
Like
no, I wasn't. I ain't seen no parts of the 70s, nigga.
Yes, you did, nigga. You
no,
jive turkey. You did.
No, I didn't, man. I ain't seen no parts of the 70s. I was an 80s baby, barely. But I was an 80s baby.
Look. You still got your afro now. You just dreaded it up.
Black power fist with the black power going up.
Yeah,
you
got Kaepernick hair right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're probably right, man. You're probably right. But, you know, I mean, the only thing I want to say about, I wish I could have played a clip of the song for you, man, but I didn't get a chance to. But I just listened to it. That shit was so live. It reminded me of, you know, to go back a little bit, that's pretty much what Tupac would have said 10 years ago. Like, that's how good it was. And I ain't trying to overhype it. But, hell, if y'all get a chance to listen to it, I ain't saying to go ahead and buy it. But check it out, man. It's some good-ass shit. And if you want to wake up and really hear somebody flowing about some real shit. Go right ahead, man.
Off subject, though. Look at this. Hey, this, we got our baby back. Look at the computer. It's back. I know y'all don't know. Y'all can't understand it out there. We went from a goddamn, basically, we had an iPhone 8, and we downgraded for a little bit to a fucking flip phone Nokia. But we back, bitches.
A flip phone Nokia playing Snake, huh?
Yeah.
Did y'all get a chance to check out that that was it Lifetime movie Surviving Compton with Michelle A? I don't know if you I know I didn't get a chance to watch it.
All I know, I didn't get to watch it, but I just know she was on a Breakfast Club or one of them TV shows saying Dr. Dre beats the shit out of her. And I was happy. I'm like, Dr. Dre, beat them hoes up. Because sometimes you got to treat a bitch like a dog. Sometimes you know that dog get out of line. You got to beat that dog ass.
Oh, man, you can't be just whooping ass left and right.
No, man. I mean.
Do you think that she did it for, publicity or something like that? Because it's really, really after the fact. They already had the Straight Outta Compton movie. It did really good. So now she came out with something kind of slandering Dr. Dre. Do you feel like that, you know, that she's doing for publicity or she really got some problems? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she ain't got no damn problem. She just want to be heard for 15 minutes of fame or whatever. She know she took that ass whooping back in the 90s. Take it again now, bitch. You didn't tell it back then. What you telling now for? See, I can't stand a motherfucker that do this
shit. But you gotta realize that's exactly the reason why all these people, when it's, you know, and I hate that we gotta mention the motherfucker every fucking show, but the motherfucker always doing some shit. That's the reason why it takes so long for people to come against Donald Trump after he even grabbed them the pussy. And, you know what I'm saying?
I was 100% behind Donald Trump on that one. Because I grab a bitch by the pussy. I just got done grabbing somebody by the pussy, but I ain't gonna say no name. But anyway, I'm just, hey, when he said, because you can't tell me you ain't thought in your mind that you wanna grab somebody by the pussy. You ain't grabbed nobody by the... I bet you done grabbed somebody by the pussy a couple days ago.
That probably was a couple days ago.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, though. No, I like... You, I ain't mad at him for that.
It was a permission, though.
Yeah, shit. We talking about... They just mad because he was on air.
Oh, man, these people clowning. They in the chat room. They in the text. They said... They're supposed to tell me that's why it's called Beats by Dre.
Yeah, you're right. Beat your ass and put your headphones on your head.
Knock your ass to sleep, man. A fucking lullaby.
Yeah, bitch, I'm going to Ray Rice your ass.
Oh, damn. Hey, this is an interactive show, man. Go ahead and add the chat or, messages, man. We be trying to catch up with everybody, man. Call in. I get to the number a little later. We need to finish this last subject first. But, so you said you don't think that, you think that, not necessarily she deserved it. I'm not saying she deserved it, but that's the reason why people, wait so long.
She might have deserved the ass whooping.
She deserved the ass whoop.
Sometimes, I done been with, let me tell you something. My ex bitch, if you listening to her, I should have beat your ass worse than I did when you left. You get what I'm saying? In certain situations, you need to beat a bitch up, man. I'm trying to tell you.
You got a Chris Brown.
You got the Kimbo slice of bitch sometimes. Some of these bitches is big out here. I'm telling you, I done got to fighting with a girl and I almost lost because you trying to not use your manly power. You better beat a bitch up.
Hey, I didn't have a tussle or two where I've been kind of, play fighting and motherfucker got strong on my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on now.
You kind of pushing me kind of hard.
Hey, put a forearm on my throat.
Yeah.
Try to choke me out.
Yeah. So you like, hold on.
I was going soft on you, but you trying to counter me. You trying to delete me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna speak on it, but I'm on Dr. Dre's side. You got your ass beat for a reason. I don't think he just went through the house and just said, I'm gonna beat your ass. I mean, if that's the case, I'm sorry. But you should have left.
But we didn't neither one of us watched that movie. So hell. If somebody seen the movie and wanted to put your two cents in and tell us what you thought about it, if we just full of shit, go ahead and call in 215-383-5878. Call in and shoot the shit with us. And tell us what you thought about the movie. You know what I'm saying? And if we got it right or wrong. If not, moving on to the next thing.
Okay.
Shout out to E-Baby in the building.
How you doing?
So what we got, I don't even know what order to go in, man, because we be having so much fun in here. We have so much fun. We don't even know which thing to go to. So the first one that we got going on, because we got to go by our, you know, things we put on the show. So the first question is, when is it too soon to give it up? When is it too soon to, you know, get that ass up? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you first meet them? I mean, like,
say it slow for them. When is it too soon to get that pussy up? Woo! When is it too soon? I'm going to ask you, Shaki, when you think it's too soon? You hear me smacking my head?
I mean, it's a lot of depends on. It depends on a lot. It's a lot of depends on or whatever. You got to depend on the age and maturity. You know what I'm saying? Depends on if you're a girl, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak. I'm not in their head. I'm just saying how we, there's no real nice way to say it. You know what I'm saying? How we treat y'all. I'm going to be real with you about it. You know what I'm saying? Depends on if you base your emotions off sex. You know what I'm saying? If you fall in love with everything you lay down with, you might need to wait a while. You might need to, you know what I'm saying, learn a person's personality, because you could be just a piece of ass. If you want to be treated like a piece of meat, I mean,
they all a piece of meat. Let me tell you, all y'all women that listen to the show, all y'all is a piece of meat. It's certain kinds of meat. Some of y'all sow's meat. Some of y'all prime cut ribs. Some of y'all bologna. But you're still gonna get that meat, eh? You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So
we from the South, man. What the fuck is these? We got people from all over the nation. Listen, New York and all that. What is South meat?
South meat is that gray meat. It's a whole bunch of crushed up shit from a pig. You know, like you got pig pussy. You got crushed up pig pussy in it. You got pig dick, pig balls. Crushed up in it, and all kind of just, you know, it's just the pig, all the shit that you don't want in it, pig teeth, all that shit, crushed up and it's turned gray. Why is the South meat gray? I don't know, because there ain't nothing gray on the pig, so I couldn't tell you.
And this shit is nasty, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You don't like South meat?
Man, I ain't had South meat since I was fucking 8 years old.
You
and
rich.
That shit was nasty then.
You rich.
No, I'm not rich, man. It just comes to a point where you're not eating sow's meat. You're not eating sow's meat and fucking Vienna sausages. It just comes to a point where you ain't doing that no more, man. You know, you make a couple of dollars, man. You can get you some damn ramen noodles.
Man, sow's meat is off the chain. Eat
come on, man. You bullshitting. Sow's meat
look,
is not fucking good.
I put this on my mom. I took some sow's meat when I was in the mail truck the other day and ate the hell out of it up on the tree. And then what I didn't eat, I gave it to the squirrels.
And they died right on the spot.
They might have did, because I did come back and was one day. I don't know.
But, oh, so you was going to say that motherfucker got ran over or something, huh?
Yeah, I done ran over a couple of goddamn squirrels in my day and killed them, too. But anyway, like I was saying, man, all y'all a piece of meat. It just depends on what kind of meat you is. And until you, when is it too soon to give up the pussy is when I already got it.
All right, so anyways, it kind of depends on if you want a relationship with them or not. If you want a relationship, then you probably don't need to give it up fast. You know what I'm saying? Unless you can handle it. I mean, because some people are mature enough to handle if you give it up fast or not. And if they leave you, you ain't going to want to kill them and slash his tires and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the way guys think, man, we're not necessarily going in wanting a relationship. We're going in wanting the pussy. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
We're going in wanting that. We're not going in wanting a relationship. So we got to be on the same level. And then, because, you know, feelings don't really come for real until you done had sex a couple times anyway.
Yeah, I got to fuck you to know if I want to go with you. You know what I'm saying? So the only way that I'm going to get we can really get acquainted, because a man take you out 9 times we got to get that pussy. He ain't gonna know if he like it. Sorry, ladies. You gotta give us some pussy first to let us know what kind of meat you got. So, ladies, I'm gonna give y'all a number. 215-383-5878. Let me know what kind of meat you got. Do you got South meat? Do you got a bologna? Do you got hog head cheese? Do you got anything? Let me know what type of meat you is. And don't tell me you ain't got no meat, or tell me you ain't no meat, or you still a virgin. Whatever you want to do.
Ain't no virgin left around here. What you talking about?
I ain't no virgin. Ain't no virgin left.
Ain't no virgin. I mean, like, virginity ended at 14, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you better watch him.
And you'd have been fingered about 12 times before then anyway.
Yeah.
That's how we got down back in the day, man. We was a big we were savage.
Yeah.
We were savage. I mean, and my mama stole my age a little bit. But I grew up when we was at that age, we was, I don't even want to say it, fuck it. I don't care, man. Ain't but two people listen anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Give a fuck.
We were fingering chicks in the back of a movie theater with tennis skirts on.
Oh, yeah. That was
before your time, though.
Well, no. My time was, fingering in the movies, too, because you go to the mall, then you go to the movies, to the 9 o'clock, to the 9 o'clock movies, just get on in there, and you try your best to find out, who you gonna sit by and all that, and then you smell your finger smell like burnt popcorn. And that's some bad meat. See, that's baloney. You know what I mean?
Some bad meat.
Yeah,
don't say that, man.
It's baloney. That's what it is. Big old fat funky. I'm talking about if you leave baloney out too long, the shit curl up. The old baloney.
You stupid, man. Okay, man. To me, I don't know if any of these topics are serious, but it's just something that we come up with to talk about. Next subject is, do you continue to date someone even though your family don't like them?
Hell yeah, you continue to date them. Is somebody in your family going to suck your dick?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, but I know a couple of my homeboys. Hey, that's my cousin. Yeah, you got that one. She my cousin, but I still fuck her. You my cousin. Oh, shit. God, I might be the nigga I'm talking about. Let me shut up.
So you that dude?
And
I remember I asked you one time, man, I seen one of your cousins or whatever, and I asked about it, and you frowned up on my ass. I said,
GL, man, she kind of cute, man. How old is she, man? He's like, oh, she close to your ass. Like, for real? I was like, so you think she'll talk to me? You frowned up like a motherfucker on my ass. You frowned. I was like, damn, bro. I don't want to fuck up since I was 7.
I see that's where our friendship is right there.
Everybody had that one cousin they want to fuck. I ain't lying. You know I'm telling the truth. I'm just being real on 100 proof radio. Just keeping it 100. You know you want to. You always had that one. Like, damn, she looked pretty goddamn good. But anywho, do you date a person if your family, we fucking hate that bitch. What you do? Do you date?
I mean, I done been through something like that before. Several times when you get to my age, if you was born in the 60s, like you try to play me.
Yeah.
Nah, I was born in the 80s, dude. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have my fair share of girlfriends. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm like Obama. Approve your goddamn birth certificate. Let me see.
But anyways, it kind of just depends on if it's the mom or the dad that don't like you. Because the dad might shoot you. Dad might whoop your ass up.
Yeah, I don't know. But what if your daddy can't fight?
And then he gets ass tapped out, my boy. You get tapped out, my boy.
I see somebody daddy get dusted in the front yard. Legs in the air. Oh, man.
But, I mean, if it's the mom, hell, she might have your back, man. Because she'd be like, man, I remember when I was a little hoe. I mean, I remember when, you know what I'm saying? They just trying to relate to you on a different level.
Yeah.
So they weren't trying to get in your good graces. You know what I'm saying? So, they, you know, the mom might have your back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little bit. Daddy probably gonna try to whip you. He gonna try at least. He might not, but he gonna try. You know, I mean, it just depends on how that stuff go, man. If you got you a strong woman, hell, she might go against the whole family for you.
Yeah, that's what type of bitch I need. I need you to cut your daddy off, your mama. Let me tell you something. You know I'm telling the truth. 95% of the time, when your old lady or whoever say, hey, you wanna go to my mom's house today? Your ass do not feel like going over there. So it'd be a lot better if your ass didn't have to, meet them or whatever. Or they don't like you. That's the shit I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to fucking like me. Fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck your Uncle Willie, your drunk cousin that's always at the goddamn funeral acting gay. Fuck him too.
But it just be like that sometimes, man. I'll just tell you a quick story real quick, man. Well, first of all, like I actually was with somebody that I wouldn't say she went against her family, but hell, she definitely let her family know. She put her family in check when I came around. You know what I'm saying? She went through the little part where she didn't really want to tell them about me because she knew how her family was. But once, you know what I'm saying, we got together, she's like, fuck this. This dude ain't going nowhere. So, hell, y'all had to give a damn program or I'm slaughtering motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it be like that sometimes.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Because, she got to keep you on her thing because you a king booty eater.
Oh, there you played me, I guess. I guess I'm Kevin Gates now, huh?
You Kevin Gates, you old. No, I'm just fucking with you.
I ain't no booty in my life, man. Not even on accident. You try to play me.
I ate some booty a few minutes ago. You want some shit on my breath right
but
now?
But don't put it on me. I ain't done it.
Hey, but you know something about it. I got to, you know, just like a nigga, got to drag the next nigga down.
Hey, that's what we do. Crab to the barrel. Pull me down too, huh?
I'm pulling your ass with.
Oh, man. But let me tell you a quick story, man. I was dating this girl. This is some years ago. Long time ago. Like Burn Mac say.
Go ahead.
Man, I was dating this girl, you know what I'm saying? Her parents didn't like me worth a shit. They fucking hated me. And then, but they never met me. So once they finally met me, you know what I'm saying? They actually, you know, the more her parents hated me, the more that their daughter would sneak me in the house. I'm hiding in closets, under beds, all kind of shit. She's sneaking out, I don't know how many times, you know, to come see me or whatever. And then as soon as her parents finally met me, I don't know if we had been together for a while or whatever, she was like, okay, we need to go ahead and meet, because hell, I keep on getting in trouble because I'm sneaking out past curfew to see your ass. You know what I'm saying? So we finally met, and her parents liked my ass. And I swear to God, as soon as her parents were like, I like him, that motherfucker, she broke with me like the next damn day. Like, so I guess it was just a rush that her parents didn't like me.
Yeah, you got to keep it like that because my situation.
I guess she was being a rebel.
Yeah, my situation was a little different. Well, it's the same way. See, my ex-girl, I ain't going to say no name, but her folks didn't like me at all. So, you know what? So when I knew her dad and stuff on the way to the house, I used to be like, give me some head right quick. So she'll suck my dick and go kiss her daddy on the cheek. You get what I'm saying? Now I'll be like, yeah, you got my dick on your face now. And then she'll be like, daddy. And I'll be like, huh? I thought you were talking to me. Because you were my daddy 10 minutes ago when that meat was in your face. And then your daddy kissed the tip of my shit, motherfucker.
Oh, man. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Do you say you keep on doing it or you go ahead and let it go? Because, you know, they can make your life a living hell. When Thanksgiving come up, you can't come over there.
Go buy one of them deep fried turkeys from Popeye's. Fuck it. If she can't cook, get you. Man, let me tell you something. Y'all always going to be. Fuck. If anybody listening to this in a relationship, real talk, let me tell you something right fucking now. If the family don't like them, if you really like this him or her, fuck your family. Because when it's time to come paying for some shit, family can't never help you. I'm tired of them family members. I always got advice, but can't help you. But tell you 100 ways. What you always tell them? They'll tell you 100 ways how to, what you should have did. What can I do now?
Nah, they only tell you after you done already fucked the shit up.
That's what I'm saying. So, fuck it. Fuck it.
So, what we got next, man? We got, can you totally forgive someone for cheating?
Can you totally forgive a motherfucker for cheating? Me personally, I can. I ain't gonna lie. It depends on who you cheated with and how you cheated. And I can forgive you. I ain't gonna ever forget. But if you cheated on me with the pizza delivery man and you ain't getting no free pizza, bitch, you out of here.
So she got to do something to make up for that infidelity. She got to do something to make up for it.
Yeah.
Because.
ATM. ATM for a month.
ATM for a month. If y'all listened last week, y'all know what I mean by that. But if you don't know, hey, I ain't even going to say that.
No.
You gross as hell. You know what I'm saying? All I got to say is that shit is not chocolate.
ATM. That's all. Hey, you cheat on me, bitch. ATM for the next Thursday. It's great.
But anyway, that's a good question. I think it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of time in that time period, man. You can't do nothing remotely suspect. Like nothing remotely suspect at all.
Oh bitch, you going to the mailbox? That's what you waiting on. Send you a little letter, bitch. I'm a kid.
It'll put you right back in that mindset and that distrust, man. Before you know it, you're gonna have you're going to have a Facebook page with everybody. But we got somebody want to speak and say two cents of what's going on. Once I let you in, go ahead and say your name and where you're from and speak on what you got to speak on. Caller, what's your name and where you're from?
All right. This is Erica from New York. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Erica?
What up?
Yo, y'all are fools for talking about forgiving people for cheating? Hell no. I'll tell you right now, hell no, because you'll be laying up in that bed once you've forgiven them, and you'll just be looking at them sideways like just out of nowhere wanting to stab them for no reason. Been cheated, you've been forgiven. Nope, 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 nope. Somebody's getting stabbed. Eventually.
So anything, like, what would trigger the stabbing? Just you staring at them running like, oh, nah, dude, I know what you finna do. I know what you did.
Yes, no. Just looking at them and remembering it, period.
Well, get the MIB flash on Men in Black and flash this shit and forget about it.
That's why I said, yo, you can't forgive them. You cannot forgive them. I know I can't. I definitely cannot.
You can.
So there's nothing you can do that the guy can do that can get back in your good graces. Or it's just something that once it's a scar there, it's just there.
Exactly. Once there's a scar there, it's just there. Because I've been in that type of situation where I dated somebody, I forgave them, he cheated again. Forgave them, cheated again. I was like, fuck this, nigga. You got to go.
You gave them too many times. We just talking about one thing. Look, Erica, go with me, and I'll cheat on you once, and you just take me back. And then we going to start over. That's what I'm, you understand what I'm saying? That's what we can do. Just go with me. Forgive me, because I'm going to cheat on you. But I ain't going to do no more once again.
Nah, man, you be eating that crazy pork shit. I don't even know what the fuck that was you was talking about earlier.
Sounds meat, man.
What kind of meat you got in your pan? Let me ask you that anyway. What kind of meat you got in your pan? Do you got slab, prime rib, coconut oil? What you got? What you working with? Live on
I got
here.
Filet mignon. Filet mignon, baby.
Oh, filet mignon. I wish I knew how to spell it.
I need to ask somebody about it.
That's right.
Filet mignon. So don't be coming at me if you got no Vienna sausage. All right? Kibosking up.
We go kibosking sausage in my pants,
baby. Hey, thanks, Erica, for calling in. Anytime you want to call in and rap with us, just let us know, okay? Or every Sunday.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we got another caller. Just want to get in here. State your name, where you from, and what you got to speak on. Welcome, caller. What's your name? Where you from?
This is your boy Low Key, man. I ain't calling in. What's up?
What's up, Low Key? What you got to share with us today?
What up, Low Key?
Yeah, nothing. I'm sitting there eating a big ass sandwich and shit. All
right then, big ass. What kind of sandwich you eating over there?
It made me a chicken Philly, man, on a George Foreman grill. My stove went out. I've been cooking eggs and everything on a George Foreman grill, my nigga.
Did you hear that last call?
Low-key
said she got filet mignon in her pants.
Yeah, I caught it, man. Everybody think that they shit is the good stuff, man. You know, everybody think they pussy can change a man's life, but pussy is pussy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no different. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. And then I always want to talk about some who got the big dick. How about who got the tight pussy? You know what I'm saying? That's what we looking for. Yeah. The pussy might be big enough to turn a 12-inch dick to a vine or solid. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So that's just talking about that. You know what I'm saying?
I low-key, I know what you're talking about, man. I ain't necessarily went through it too many times, but I remember when we was young and they was talking about, you're getting drowned. I ain't know what they were talking about till then.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck they even
mean?
But I know what it means.
A motherfucker getting drowned, that's their fault. That's your fault. You just gotta grab your finger. If you can't grab your finger, something wrong with you. Don't sit down to me, something wrong with you. Don't talk about no big, you just better grab a pencil, snap it. That's what they call a snapper.
I forgot about the good old snap.
That ain't what they talk about. They pussy so loose nowadays, everybody want a goddamn Coke bottle of them. And then they get mad at us because we can't supply them with that. It's not my fault, it's your fault. Been fucking with your knees, you might be put their knee off up in you. It ain't my fault. You got to stretch out.
Hey, female listeners, man, I'm going to do you a favor. Look up. Was it called Kegel exercises?
What is
yes, it? Man. Yes.
Kegel.
We want to meet Kegels. I want a bitch pussy to feel like I'm in an asshole. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Much far off. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of woman I'm looking for. Your pussy got to be close to that asshole.
And while
this day and age, you're not gonna find it nowadays, man. You just let this shit go.
Oh man,
falling all apart.
And any listeners that want to call in and say we dogging women, call in and say your claim.
I'm not I'm telling the truth now. If it comes off as negative, you need to fix yourself. I'm not dogging women. I'm speaking the truth. Tighten your pussy up, ladies. Tighten your pussies up.
All right, low-key, man. Anything else you want to share with us today before we let you go?
All right.
All right, man. Be safe, bro. We'll catch you next time. Call in next week.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah. Thanks, low-key, for calling in or whatever and putting in your 2 cents. Thanks, Erica, for calling in, putting your 2 cents. So, I mean, it just looks like we got a lot off subject as far as talking about cheating or whatever, but
we were talking about Well, yeah, who cares the fuck?
Who cares with cheating?
It's 100-proof radio.
I mean, you know.
We all cheat. We should cheat.
I'm just saying when it comes to, you know, cheating or whatever, you know, they don't never really forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Not for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Your phone will end up having to be off lock for I don't know how long.
Well, let me tell you something, Shaki. It ain't really cheating. When a mother... Because let me tell y'all women something. Men, too. It ain't really fucking cheating when you know what's going on. You get what I'm saying? Y'all know that I'm about to cheat on you. I just told Eric from New York to go with me and cheat on me. Let me cheat on her. I already told you. 90% of people know that they finna get cheated on, so just stay and cheat with each other. I don't want to say all time be swinging. That's the best relationship you can have in the world.
Just don't be in no committed relationship with nobody,
no,
man.
No. You need some benefits come with. You know what I mean? You go to work. You just don't go. You ain't gonna quit your job because you can go stay at your mama house. You get what I mean?
Right.
But you go to work to keep your own shit. And they help you out a little bit. You can go just stay at your mama house and don't go to work. But at the same time, you want to fucking just cheat with each other. Cheating is good. Cheat. What the move on Vampire in Brooklyn? Without evil, you can't have good. Without good, it's no evil. So cheating is good.
Please, not, man. I ain't never seen a whole movie in my life, man.
That's a good movie.
Man, I've heard of Vampire in Brooklyn. I've never watched a whole movie.
Because evil, you can't have good without evil. Because evil is good. So cheating,
okay,
is good.
So let me see. Have you ever cheated?
Yeah, I'm cheating now.
So have you? Okay, let me rephrase that.
I ain't come home last night.
Let me rephrase that. Have you ever been caught cheating? That's a different story.
Have I been caught cheating? Yeah, because I told him I'm cheating on you.
So, were you forgiven, or did the relationship end, or were you forgiven?
No, because I let her cheat too.
So that's just y'all just had an agreement from that point on.
Yeah, it's a business. Let me quit lying. I'm lying.
I know you lying, man.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God! Stop your fucking lying.
You know damn well
you
that
right.
Y'all didn't start over like
you're
right. Fresh.
You
I
right.
mean, I you know
last bitch cheated. I ain't gonna lie, her last bitch cheated on me. I beat the shit out of her.
Beat the break off.
I beat the break off.
Hey, you called me pacing in your damn hallway.
I
wait for the coming in.
I beat that bitch like a dog.
you didn't forget. So not only. Have you not been forgiven? You don't forgive either.
Hell no, I lied the whole goddamn show. No, I don't believe in cheating. Bitch, you cheat on me, I'm beating you like I beat my ex. I beat your ass! She walked in the house, I'll never forget that day. That if you listening, bitch, I hope you hear it, and I hope you hear it well. You remember walking in that door, it was raining outside that day. She walked through the door. She said, I ain't fuck nobody. Smack! Then she punched me. And then I whooped her like a dog she was.
you called me that day or whatever. And I sit there and held the phone until you dropped that motherfucker.
I told people don't believe.
I said, hey, that motherfucker plays and said, hey, Shaq, I'm going to get it. I'm gonna get him to come in. I'm gonna get it. I said, I was like, Gia, don't do it, man. Don't do it, man. She all right, man. Don't do it.
I was shaking the donut. I was like, Ultimate Warrior. You know how I grabbed her up.
I said, Gia, don't do it, man. Hey, just let her go. You know, you don't need to put hands on.
Man, I choked the life out of her.
That damn phone dropped, and I heard. I imagine it looked like Bart Simpson getting choked by Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
I was like, come on, man. I said, I was. The phone dropped on the ground. I'm hollering, yeah, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
I whooped
it. But, I mean, I don't think that people totally forgive you for that, man. Like, once you got caught cheating, it's a wrap, man. Like, you try. But, I mean, I can't speak. I'm going to speak on how it is, how girls treat us. If you didn't got caught cheating, they'll never let that shit go. They'll stay with you. But every time, no matter how much time to pass, you can they're going to throw that shit in your face. Anytime y'all get into a fight, they're going to throw it in your face.
Let me tell you something. This going to sound crazy, but, like, it's better if y'all cheat, if you cheat on me. Because if I decide to stay with you, if you cheat on me, I'm gonna fuck here. You might well leave me. Because every time I got down, if I want to go out with you, Shaki, and we go to the motherfucking the boom boom room, I'm fucking 9 or 10 bitches, and I'm gonna come on. You catch me? I'm gonna say you let Tyrone old Roman wrong get you. So I never let it go. I stay with you just because I want to keep fucking you.
Just throw it on your head. Why they do us?
Because yeah, I don't want nobody else to fuck you, and I want to keep fucking you myself. So that's the best thing to do.
That's how it be. You know, you sit there and any fight that y'all get into after you done cheated or got caught cheating, they're going to throw it in your face anyway. You know what I'm saying? You could forget or get too busy to cut the grass. She's going to come home. She's going to see the grass, you know, a couple inches higher than it's supposed to be. She's going to be like, why ain't you cut the grass with your cheating ass?
You right.
All right, dude, I work 12 hours today.
They don't give a
shit.
You was at work cheating with your boss.
And this shit was 8 months ago, and you got we got a joint Facebook account. You got the password to all my shit. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got a cell phone no more.
I don't even got a cell phone. I got a pager.
Yeah,
you can page me 911. It'll say 413.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Help me.
Oh man, but so did we even answer the question? So the answer is, nobody really forgives you for cheating.
Anybody,
you know what I'm saying, has, if anybody says anything different, hell, what, you can call in and tell us, 215-383-5878, you know, and tell us that you didn't forgive somebody for cheating. Like, I don't know, I mean, see, I'm just not the cheating type, man. I'm the one that's like, if we together and I feel like I'm going to cheat on you, then I'll just go ahead and break up because I'm a quitter. I just quit on your ass. I'm like, you know what? I'm, you know, hell, I was dating the 8, and this 9 right here looking real good, and her credit better than the last one, because she going to buy me that PlayStation 4 that I've been talking about since the first show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a cheating motherfucker.
You cheating regardless, if you got a better thing than that.
I can have Beyonce.
You a dog, man.
I can have Beyonce, and I'm still going to fucking cheat on
her. You a dog.
Because like Low-Key said, all y'all pussy about the same anyway. They gonna do the same thing. Some of y'all, it's really about that mouth game. That's gonna make me stay around. How you getting on that sloppy top? You get what I'm saying? That's a whole different story. We ain't gonna get
into it. Get into it. So,
because all y'all got a pussy, but everybody can't suck no dick.
That's letting you know how raw this show is. This is the last, you know, 10 minutes or so of the show, and we normally don't take it to this. You know, I wouldn't even say it's filthy, because it's natural.
It's natural. It's natural for me.
I'm back.
I wasn't myself last week, but I'm back now.
No matter how many bad relationships you've been in, I don't know how many you've been in, but how many bad relationships you done stayed in because the sex was good?
How many I stayed in? I'll be real with you. Live on air, I've only been in really 2 relationships, just to keep it 100. All them other bitches that thought y'all was going with me, no.
They was going with you, but you weren't going with them.
Exactly. I'll call you over my house. Shout out to all the hoes. You should come over there down on Bry Green, sucking on that beat, and I kick your ass out at 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm getting up to play Call of Duty. Yes, I did. I was lying about having to go to work in the morning and all that shit. I kick a bitch out. I used to do them dirty. I ain't lying. They come suck my dick late night.
Damn, Jill, you like a real dog for real, man. You Bow Wow. You the original Bow Wow.
No, we all dogs. It's a different type of dog. You all.
Oh, different type of dog.
It's all just different. All dogs.
I mean, I got some dog in me, too.
That's what I'm saying. All men are dogs.
You know, somebody told me one time that I didn't came off like I'm trying to, like, I'm kind of like trying to be a good guy or a saint, man. I got some dogs in me, too.
Yeah.
I may not be as bad as other folk, but you know what I'm saying? Hell, I mean, everybody live their life.
Yeah, everybody ain't a pit bull like my brother.
Your brother? That motherfucker's Bow Wow.
That nigga a great dame.
Shout out to him. I'm not going to say his name, but hey, I learned some shit from you on the low.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you what I learned, but I learned some shit from you on the low.
All dog will bite you now. Ladies, I remember that.
My grandma told me one time, man, when we had a little dog around her, and you know, I said, Grandma, that dog ain't going to bite. I said, it's a nice dog. She said, it got teeth, don't it? And I was like, what it damn sure do?
Yeah.
It got teeth. That motherfucker bite you.
It'll bite you. A man got a dick, so he'll fuck you. Always remember. It's two kinds. Like I said, it's on the cheating subject. It's two types of cheaters. It's a type of cheater that sometimes the pussy just fall on your lap. You get what I mean?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, I was at this party. Shaki had two hoes. She got drunk. Next thing you know, my meat was in her mouth. And I don't even know.
We got so many stories, man. Next thing you know, you was in the damn stretch limo.
In the stretch limo with five or six hoes. That's a true story.
I said, Gia, come on. They invited us to the limo. We in the limo.
We in the limo. See, I thought I was a fucking superstar that night. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, and they say if you ain't got picked, it didn't happen. And I got the picks.
Yep.
And I'm gonna exploit Gia one day. Next time you bring that, I'm a what's this shit called?
Oh, when you put me in the tabloid.
Now, what is it called when you hold over their head?
Blackmail.
I'm extorting the shit out of your ass.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? I'm extorting the hell out of your ass. Like, next time you get some shit, I'm like, hey, I got these motherfucking pictures. We was in that damn limo that time.
Yeah, that's a good night. Like I said, but and the last type of cheater is the cheater that know he got a girl. I'm going to the club. I'm looking for some hoes. Like I said, it's two types of cheaters. You get what I mean? See, that's the old disrespectful ass cheater. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of, you know, I mean, there's only two types of cheaters and two types of men. It's either one that go look for the shit and the ones that accidentally fall on your lap.
That's the best kind.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm the type of nigga that's gonna go look and bite your ass.
You know what, man? I've been thinking about it since they said it, man. I want some filet mignon.
Yeah?
Awesome. Who got the filet mignon?
I don't know. Who got some filet mignon? It'll be a lie. I have never eaten that shit in my life. But I wouldn't mind Miss Erica from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
I don't know.
New York. I can't say too much, but New York is good. I mean, I ain't never been, man. I want to go one day. I ain't never been to New York. I want to go one of these days. But, you know, I appreciate everybody for tuning in today, man. The support has been pretty good. Tell a friend, and every show we're gonna try to get better for y'all, man. Any topics that y'all want us to discuss, add us on the chat or Facebook, and you know we try to tackle anything y'all talk about. So anything that y'all want us to talk about, just call in or write us and let us know, man. We talk about it, whatever. Obviously, you know, saying hell, we just shot the shit for 10 minutes about. You know, fucking and cheating, and
yeah.
I mean, all our shows ain't gotta be about that. But hell, as
that's
as,
what gets that blood boiling. I get them text messages, boy, you a fool. You really cheating like that? I tell them hoes, find out.
All right, thanks for all calling today, man. Y'all have a great day. And Gio, what you gotta say to these people? Really?
See you next Sunday, 6:00. And if you voted for Trump, fuck you.
All right, 100.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop.
Do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes.